Jesus has some words for his disciples. Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. As we approach the end of the church year and the beginning of the new church year, which happens in Advent, December 2nd this year is the first Sunday in Advent, the beginning of the new church year, our readings turn to the end of time. We look at visions of the end of days when Jesus returns and all of the things take place and the fulfillment of everything happens. And today, Jesus, well, he gives a clue, but not really. His disciples are asking him when they can expect the end to take place. What will it look like? What will happen? How will we know that this is the end of the time? This is the return of Jesus. This is when all things are fulfilled. This question has plagued mankind since Jesus was around. There have been a ton of different groups that have tried to answer this question. There have been many who have scoured scripture to look for timetables or secret codes or something that would help them figure out when the last day is. Some have used the Mayan calendar. Some have used all sorts of other secret codes to figure out when the last day will be. Some have tried to decipher Daniel to figure out, well, if this is happening, then the next thing to happen is going to be this. And we have had numerous predictions about the end of the world. And, well, as you can guess, they've all been wrong because we're still here, right? So no matter what mankind has tried to do to predict the end, it's fallen short. And some have tried to predict it over and over again, and each time their date passes, they go, oh, wait. What we meant to say was, it's going to be this day. Nope, this day comes and goes. Jesus speaks in those very same terms. There's going to be a bunch of people who try and convince you that they're me, he says. There's going to be people who show up and say that they're Jesus. And we've seen that. A number of different cults have come along that each one, their leader has claimed to be the next Christ, the new Messiah, and usually they end poorly, to say the least. And Jesus says, don't be deceived by them, and yet people are. People follow after others who say that they're Jesus, and they end up in a fate that, well, you can probably predict how it ends for them. Jesus says, don't let your eyes deceive you. Don't let your ears deceive you. You can't trust your eyes and ears to tell you when the end of time is coming. But how many of us try and do just that? How many of us try and trust our eyes and ears to tell us when the end is near? Jesus says that there's going to be people who say that they're him. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Well, since the time of Jesus, have there been wars? Yes. Have there been rumors of wars? Yes. And has the end come? Not yet. Okay? He says there's going to be nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Has that happened? Yes. Has the end come? Not yet. And then he says there's going to be earthquakes. Yes. Famines? Yes. He doesn't include in there volcanoes and tsunamis and hurricanes and all the other destructive forces that have been at work in the world since the beginning. And yet, we're still here. All of these things are the natural progression of a sin-corrupted and broken world. That's the way life is. We see it all the time. It's nothing new. And yet some people are still surprised, still taken off guard when things like that happen. Jesus said we should expect them, not to be alarmed by them, not to be deceived by them. Don't trust your eyes, don't trust your ears to tell you when the end is coming. And then he gets personal, and he says, you who follow me, be on your guard. Again, don't be surprised. Don't be alarmed. Expect things to happen. He says, you yourselves are going to have to testify about me. Some of you will have to testify in front of the synagogues, in front of the chief priests. Some will have to testify in front of governors, presidents, kings, rulers, authorities. Now, each one of the disciples at some point in time had to give a confession of their faith in front of those who would take their lives. He said, expect it. Don't be surprised. Now, he also says, don't go looking for it. Don't go looking for trouble. Trouble will find you. Don't worry about that. It will. Don't go seeking after those things. They will come along in due time. Don't be surprised. So how many of us have had to testify in front of synagogues and chief priests and rulers and presidents and kings and queens and all of those at some point? Hopefully none of us yet. But don't be surprised. But he also says, take comfort. Don't try and figure out what you're going to say before it's time to say it. Trust the Holy Spirit to give you the words. Trust the Holy Spirit to tell you what to say. Now, those are incredible words of comfort for those who would be afraid of those things. He says, be comforted. The Holy Spirit is with you. He's not going to leave you. At a time when you are at your worst point, he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be right there beside you. He's going to tell you what to say. He's going to give you the words. He's going to be with you. Now, a lot of us haven't had to testify in front of rulers and authorities, but there have been times in our lives when we've faced dire circumstances, where we faced challenging times and questions, where we've had to sit in the hospital room and await results that we don't want to hear. And the Holy Spirit has given us words. They may not have been profound words. They may not have been eloquent or moving, but they were the words that you needed to hear. And I know that many of us have been in those situations where we have heard the words we needed to hear at a time when we needed to hear them. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the promise of Jesus, that even when those times are at their worst, he'll be there. And he's shown himself to do that time and time again. Jesus knows that his disciples are fearful. They know that something's going to happen soon. They may not know exactly what, but they know something's coming. And so they're afraid. Jesus offers them these words of comfort, the same words that he offers you today. I am with you. I'm always with you. No matter what circumstances you face, whether it's in the midst of the fires of California or famine in Africa or persecution in India, he is there. Now, you may not see it. You may not hear it. But what does Jesus remind us? Don't trust your eyes. Don't trust your ears. Because the Holy Spirit is here. And it's here that he'll give you the words. It's here that he offers you the comfort. He always has, and he always will. Jesus said that we will be hated. Nation will rise against nation. Fathers against children, children against parents. The world will be a mess. In other words, is the world a mess? Yes. Has it always been a mess? Yes. I want to reassure you of that. There have been no days when it was absolutely golden since the fall. The only time it was absolutely golden was in the garden, and that was a long time ago. The world's been a mess. And it will continue to be a mess. Relationships will be hard. People will not get along. It's going to be a struggle. But Jesus again reminds us, don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Trust in me. Trust in the Father. He has these words to say in John chapter 14, believe in God, believe also in me. We've heard these words before, often at a funeral. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That the words of comfort come through him. And they'll be there when we need them the most. Every day, every morning, every evening, in the hospital, at work, at home, he's there. And he's not going anywhere. His reassurance to his disciples is reassurance to us that no matter what buildings rise and fall, no matter what government rises and falls, that no matter what challenges come and go, he is always there. He will always be there. He's not going anywhere. So we take those words of comfort, that we endure to the end. We endure in him to the end. And so live to see those days of salvation. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds, always trusting in him, no matter what our eyes and ears hear and see, we trust in him. Amen.